Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As the death toll of Americans in Hamas' murderous rampage rises to 30, President Biden says the reoccupation of Gaza by Israel would be a big mistake. Biden said he believes Hamas needs to be eliminated entirely, but that there's a need for a Palestinian authority. Biden is considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit after an invitation was made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After being rushed to a bomb shelter in Tel Aviv, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's learned what Israelis have to go through. His delegation went to Israel over the weekend. The delegation included Schumer, Senators Bill Cassidy, Jackie Rosen, Mark Kelly, and Mitt Romney. They're in Israel meeting with government leaders and local families. He reiterated that the United States needs to provide Israel with the support required to defend itself. Ford is announcing layoffs at six more plants as early as today. The automaker says the new layoffs will affect more than 500 employees at major plants in Ohio and Michigan. Ford says the layoffs are directly related to the ongoing United Auto Workers strike. Earlier this week, more than 8,000 workers walked off the job at the Ford plant in Louisville, Kentucky. The strike has been ongoing since September 15th. Massachusetts investigators are searching for three Rhode Island men in connection with the death of a New England Patriots fan. Police say Dale Mooney died after a fight at Gillette Stadium during Week 2 game against Miami. Officials announced this past week that investigators had applied for criminal complaints alleging assault and battery and disorderly conduct against the three Rhode Island men from the incident on September 17th. If your name is Eddie, Elaine, or Trey, congratulations. Today is your day. Thanks for listening, my friend, as we get this Monday underway. USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Democrats' two-term hold on the governorship of Louisiana will come to an end after Republican State Attorney General Jeff Landry won the seat Saturday by capturing a majority in an all-party primary. Landry had more than 51% of the vote. The victory precedes two more red state governor elections this fall. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky is seeking a second term on November 7th, and Republican Governor Tate Reeves is doing the same in Mississippi. Taylor Swift may be the savior for the movie theater industry.
Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour film grossed a whopping $39 million on Friday, October 13th, placing it alongside other blockbusters like Spider-Man No Way Home at $39.2 million and Joker at $39.4 million. The concert movie has a chance at becoming the biggest October opening of all in North America if it surpasses Joker, according to Comscore. By the end of the weekend, Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour will likely become the top-grossing contemporary music concert film of all time, potentially passing Justin Bieber's Never Say Never movie, released in 2011. I'm Skip Kelly.
Three people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. The incident prompted a mass evacuation where the fair can draw crowds of over 100,000 or more. A suspect who fled from the scene was later apprehended by police and taken into custody. Conditions for the injured are unknown. The fair reopened at 2 p.m. yesterday and is expected to run through next weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. How you doing? Happy Monday. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're on standby here for Michael Rubin, the Pentagon official, to talk about all things Israel, you know, from a military perspective. I'm trying to get a message to him to make sure that we get connected. Okay, we're just let's see if he can call the studio. Okay, try what you can. We're trying to get a hold of Michael, so this is what's happened. You know, hey, you get behind the scenes look and hear of what happens with live radio when we have a little bit of a challenge getting a hold of our guests, but definitely looking forward to Michael's insight here as a former Pentagon, as I mentioned, former Pentagon official, 1945 contributing editor, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Israel is at war with Hamas. We still see, all the military IDF right there on the border, getting ready to enter in, and Dr. Michael Rubin is with us now. Michael, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, always great to have you here, have your needed insight as to what's going on. As I was mentioning to the audience, we have been waiting with anticipation, continuing to pray for IDF and all those concerned regarding the pending invasion into the Gaza, right?
Absolutely. This is going to be a operation like none that Israel has conducted before, and Israel understands that the casualties they are likely to suffer will be immense, as well as the casualties which Hamas and will suffer. And they're just hoping that ordinary Palestinians will be able to flee southward so that these operations can, so that they don't get caught in the operations.
Michael, do you think that there would be any response from the Palestinians, because here it is, they're being used as human shields. I can't imagine that all the Palestinians approve of Hamas's actions. I mean, as we're finding out even here in this country, you know, it's quite clear that Hamas is being blamed for these atrocities. And do you think that some of these Palestinians might, you know, be in a position? I understand it's an oppressive government. Unless you've been in this kind of situation, it is hard to wrap your brain around how you can be compelled to do things that are unethical and immoral. But could there possibly be some courage that would rise up in the backbone of the Palestinians and say, this is where they are, and maybe help mitigate some of the carnage that, you know, in urban warfare, as you know and as you've trained on, this can create a lot of devastation, a lot of, you know, human injury.
Well, first of all, Bill, we've seen situations like that in Lebanon where ordinary villagers have gone to town on Hezbollah, stopping the deployment of weapons and so forth in southern Lebanon. Mm. Now, in Gaza, it's been a different story. What I honestly expect will happen is not something preemptive like you're suggesting, but when Hamas falls, I expect there to be a lot of bloodletting as Palestinians let loose on those who have oppressed them and whom they deem responsible for their suffering.
Now, my understanding is, of course, now the gates and for a while have been closed into Egypt, and I don't understand why the United States is not putting more pressure. You might be able to give us a better understanding there. I say more pressure on Egypt because last time I checked, we give a lot of money to Egypt. And we've got Palestinians needing an escape route. General Avivi, who I spoke with a week ago last Monday, said that you know, there were some that were able to get through the gates before Egypt shut it down. But right now it's closed down tight. I understand also the exit. IDF has sent Palestinians to the south, because they're coming in and kind of sectioning their attack, because not only do they have what's on top of the ground, they've got 300 miles of tunnels that they have to deal with as well. But what's being reported, Michael, is that even at the gateway there at, I believe it's Rafah, right there in that other exit, yeah, that southern exit, that is becoming a choke point as well.
Well, you're absolutely right, and this is something that frustrates everyone with regard to the Western media. After all, Gaza isn't simply bordered by Israel. It's bordered by Egypt, and Egypt has responsibility here, too. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when it's come to the Egyptian crossings for too long, the Egyptians have let things in. They've hoped to profit by customs duties and smuggling fees, but they haven't let there really be a two-way traffic, two-way trade. But at this point, look, just like the Khmer Rouge, that mm-hmm. mass-murdering communist movement was excised from Cambodia back in 1979, we're talking about excising Hamas completely from the Gaza Strip today. And again, there's other precedent even in the Arab world. In mm-hmm. September of 1970, so-called Black September, Jordan completely uprooted the PLO and sent them packing. That's what Israel's going to do in Gaza to Hamas.
Well, Michael, you make a good point in terms of the disinformation. We know that it's running rampant. Over the weekend, I was seeing clarifying reports where Hamas and those that are sensitive to Hamas have been sending out social media bits of information that are just flat out false. I mean, video taken from the wrong area had nothing to do with you know, with this specific area or this specific campaign. Yeah, it's just amazing. So this is the thing where the American people and those of us on the West need to be sensitive to, is that there is going to be misinformation out there, and that we need to be wise about it. And this is why I appreciate you coming on, because you can, you know, give us the truth. And, you know, at top of mind right now, Michael, what do you think is the biggest bit of misinformation or disinformation that's being thrown out there regarding Hamas?
That it's just a land dispute. They are an ideological movement bent on eradicating the Jewish people and Israel entirely. We need to understand genocide is in their covenant.
I mean, there's no compromising on that, right? I mean, this has gone on for a long time. I mean, this has been a manifestation of ancient hatred that's, you know, gone on for millennia, right?
This is absolutely the case. It really is the tip of the spear of that wave of anti-Semitism that pervades the Middle East, Turkey, Qatar, and Iran. That's why they're fighting right now.
And no surprise that seeming being manifested here in the United States, right?
No, no surprise at all, especially among the progressive left. This is really a moment for introspection as to just how we are in the 1930s in Germany, in the United States, in Europe, and what's at stake.
Got to go to break. More from Dr. Rubin after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
It's hard to imagine, you know, what happened over, 9, 10 days ago there in the Gaza has touched just about every Jewish family in Israel, outside of Israel. This has just been absolutely devastating. People have compared it to 9/11, said that this would equate to 10 times the effect of 9/11. And we hear the stories and see the pictures of the carnage and the horror and the barbarism. And this is absolutely just undeniable evil that has taken place. And God bless the IDF and Israel, how they've come together and have united to come against this evil. Michael, last night we got reports that this is now starting to develop into a multiple front war. Hezbollah, who's been chafing at the bit, so to speak, released more aggressive armament into Israel, and it looks like the inevitable is going to happen, and that there will be activity at both borders, the north and south border of Israel, right?
Absolutely, and the one thing to keep in mind, Bill, is that if Hezbollah goes in, especially with launching tens of thousands of their missiles, that would be the action Hezbollah would take if they wanted to retaliate on Iran's behalf against an Israeli strike on Iran. Mm-hmm. Now, what that means is in for a penny, in for a pound. If Israel figures that it is suffering what amounts to whatever would be Iran's retaliatory strike for an Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear program, then Israel may figure we might as well go after Iran as well.
Exactly. Well, and this whole debate, I mean, which I think everybody in the world, even fifth graders, know that Iran is connected to Hamas and Hezbollah. President Joe Biden, the administration, is still hesitant to agree with most Americans. The majority of Americans believe that Iran was all over this, that Hamas could not have done this on their own. It has been well calculated, well documented that Iran funds 90% of terrorist activity around the world, particularly, you know, through their proxies there in the north with Hezbollah and in the south with Hamas. And meanwhile, we have some ships, military ships, you say, in the wrong area, because if we really wanted to be a detriment, because you're thinking initially, you know, for those of us that are not familiar with the geography specifically, there are better places for the military ships to be in if they're going to be a deterrent against Iran, right?
Yes. 2 points, Bill. First of all, when Biden says we don't see proof that Iran was to blame, keep in mind, Iran is a dictatorship by veto power rather than a dictatorship by command. Rather than the supreme leader commanding the Revolutionary Guard to do things, he tells them what they can't do, and they're permitted to do everything else. What that means is you're never going to find a smoking gun in the signals intelligence, in the intercepted phone calls. As for the aircraft carriers, I'm afraid that putting the aircraft carriers in the Eastern Med is actually going meant to deter Israel, because what are those aircraft carriers going to do? They're not going to bomb Gaza. If you put the aircraft carriers 400 miles off the coast of Iran in the northern Indian Ocean, Iran would know that we could strike with Iran, but they couldn't reach us with their missiles or their speedboats. This is based on every conversation I've had with past chiefs of naval operations as well as retired admirals. If we want the Iranians to take deterrence seriously, you park our ships in the northern Indian Ocean where we can strike at them and they can't strike back. That Biden administration isn't doing that worries me a great deal.
Yeah, I mean, because it leaves things in such a way that the very thing they're trying to avoid is the very thing that they're promoting, aren't they? I mean, they want to make sure Iran doesn't enter in, that we don't end up with some regional conflict, and God forbid that we go into World War III. And Iran, before they even think about, needs to be deterred, right? I mean, that should be the strategy, number one, I would think.
Right, absolutely. Deterrence doesn't mean bombing. Deterrence means convincing Iran to stand down. And where I'm coming back to is in 2014, Barack Obama, then president, gave an interview to the Atlantic editor, Jeffrey Goldberg, in which he ridiculed Bibi Netanyahu, saying he was too chicken, although he used a stronger word, to attack Iran against the United States' desire. I'm afraid that by putting our ships in the Eastern Med, simply giving the chatter that the Israelis are taking off would ruin Israel's element of surprise and deter Israel rather than Iran. If we weren't so engaged in wishful thinking over the past decade and a half, then perhaps Iran never would have gotten to this point. Hamas and Hezbollah never would have gotten to this point.
You know, when you think of all the money that we have contributed, we the people, it's the taxpayer money. In the dark of night, unmarked bills and gold and all that that was sent to them. And now we find out that we had a government official that was lifting sanctions against Iran. And though we talk about $6 billion, that $6 billion now is inflated to anywhere between 60 to 100 possibly $100 billion, Michael, that Iran has been able to take advantage of, and for no other reason than the Biden administration and the acolytes of Barack Obama participating and supporting Iran. I mean, you talk about mixed messages here.
We are absolutely right. The logic of the Obama and Biden team was that somehow releasing that money could privilege the so-called reformers. But the reformers versus the hardliners in Iran, it's a game of good cop, bad cop. You haven't seen any of the reformers resign in protest of the murders of Iranian women. You haven't seen any of the reformers in Iran resign in protest of the beheading of babies in Israel. The fact of the matter is the Obama and Biden teams have been engaged in a fantasy, and Israelis are going to pay the price. And remember what the deputy head of Hezbollah said. What he said is, I hope all the Jews return to Israel. It will save us the trouble of hunting them down wherever else they might live.
See, that's the bottom line, and people need to understand this. This isn't cohabitation. This is, you know, elimination. This is, well, let's negotiate your funeral. That's what this is, and this way it's always been, is the total eradication of Jews out of the Middle East, off the planet. And after the Jews, then come America. So people need to understand it's that hard line, and this is why it's beyond me. I heard Bibi Netanyahu talking about a support of a two-state solution. Michael, I don't know how you feel about it. I've never been a two-state solution kind of guy, because every time that comes up, I don't know. I mean, this has been empirical evidence that every time America gets involved with God's real estate, God's precious territory, America within 48 hours is hit with a natural disaster. To the tune, I think they've accumulated now, John McTiernan, Dr. McTiernan, and others have documented probably close to $1 trillion worth of disasters that have taken place. You would think America would learn by now that God does not need a real estate agent. He's already determined where that land belongs, and when it's honored, it goes well. When it's violated, get ready. All hell breaks loose. So, I don't know. Am I off on this? Because I just don't see room for a two-state solution, especially when the other person that you're trying to bargain with wants your total demise. I don't know how that makes sense.
Look, I mean, ultimately, I think there would be a two-state solution, but let's put that aside for a moment, because certainly the Palestinians are showing they're not prepared for that right now. You don't want an Iran on your border. They have to come to a conclusion that they can't help. I mean, they can't work with these racist genocidal movements like Hamas. The question then becomes whether the Western policy is doing more harm than good. Every time we flood money into the Gaza Strip, we're basically saying, hey, look, Hamas can do what it wants because we're going to build hospitals. And remember, $470 million from American taxpayers directly to the Gaza Strip.
Dr. Michael Rubin, what's next? What should America's eyes should be open to? Because the Biden administration is already waffling.
Whether the Biden administration waffles, but remember, there's also an anti-Christian genocide going on in our media. It's full-scale war against the Jews and the Christians.
Well, he's a 1945 contributing editor, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and former Pentagon official. Dr. Michael Rubin has been our guest. Michael, take care. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey. Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. As the death toll of Americans in Hamas' murderous rampage rises to 30, President Biden says the reoccupation of Gaza by Israel would be a big mistake. Biden said he believes Hamas needs to be eliminated entirely, but that there is a need for a Palestinian authority. Biden is considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit after an invitation was made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After being rushed to a bomb shelter in Tel Aviv, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's learned what Israelis have to go through. His delegation went to Israel over the weekend. The delegation included Schumer, Senators Bill Cassidy, Jackie Rosen, Mark Kelly, and Mitt Romney. They're in Israel meeting with government leaders and local families. He reiterated that the United States needs to provide Israel with the support required to defend itself. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got David Rubin joining us. David is the native New Yorker, resides in Israel, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and author of the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be with you.
You are in Israel right now?
Yes, of course I am.
Okay. I just want to make sure our audience was aware that you are reporting, you know, from Israel. And give us your insight and your report of what we need to know based on what's going on right now. Because we know with you, we get the whole truth and nothing but, as opposed to, you know, some of the media spinning that is taking place here in America, David.
Right. Well, that's unfortunate. I wish it wasn't that way, but that is the way it is.
It brings out the anti-Semitics, those that have been, you know, there. It's just been kind of a low hum. But right now, they're all coming out. University campuses. You know, it's clear, David, what we've done is America has imported hatred into this country. You know, they want to blame some of the teachers, you know, for this anti-Israel sentiment that's going on and so on into display in America. And I say, look, you got to understand, these kids, when they were born into these Arab nations, they were taught at an early age to hate Israel. This, you can't blame it all on the professors. These kids have come from the Middle East with hatred in their heart. And now you're seeing it demonstrated. And it is as incredible as it is. I think we need to have a sober perspective on it.
Well, it's clear, Bill, that the radical Muslims have their message.
Mm-hmm.
And their message is one of hatred. And their message is one of anti-Semitism. And it's anti-Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It's all,
yeah.
And it's all one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's all together. And when, you know, what happened in Israel was tragic. I mean, we're talking about a very, very painful national trauma in which, unprovoked at all, in any way, thousands of Israelis, including many, many children, were taken hostage. They were killed, and others were killed without being taken hostage, and they were wounded. You know, it's just incredible the amount of people that were taken hostage, that were killed, that were tortured, babies' heads cut off, children burned alive. I mean, we are talking about all this happening within 48 hours. I mean, it's
right.
Just horrible, horrible. The worst crimes against the Jewish people since the Holocaust. And there's no question about it. It was brutal, it was vicious, and it was unprovoked. So, you know, we Israelis will survive. There's no question about that. We're a very resilient people. And we're going to win this war.
Mm-hmm.
That has been launched against us. But as you know, I know about terrorism from years back. I was wounded in a terrorist attack in which my son. My son.
Right. Yes.
My 3-year-old son was shot in the head.
Mm.
So so as a result of that, I started the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, and we heal the trauma of terrorism in the lives of children, and we blend therapy with a faith-based education, and we have shifted into emergency mode. Immediately when this crisis started, we shifted into emergency mode, organizing our team of social workers, psychologists, specialty therapists, and educators for these difficult days that are certainly ahead of us.
Without a doubt,
And that we're going through now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just want to give you, your listeners, I heard what you said about all the hatred and all the anti-Semitism, but I know there are a lot of Americans out there who stand with Israel, who want to stand with Israel in concrete ways, and mm-hmm. there is no better way to stand with Israel than to stand with the children. And the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, or Shiloh, as Americans mm-hmm. would call it, is the best way. And all mm-hmm. that they have to do to stand with us is to go to the website, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
The website and it's very simple. Okay, we've simplified the website. All they have to do is go to IsraelChildren.org.
IsraelChildren.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it. Go to IsraelChildren.org. They can give a donation. They can stand with us and truly stand with us. And prayer is important. Yes, we want the prayers.
Yes.
But right now, for all of the trauma that children are going through, and the whole country is turning to us, mm-hmm. including families that have soldiers that have had to go to the front and that have been called up for reserves. And, you know, there are 90% of families that have a soldier, and
mm-hmm.
they're all on the front lines right now.
And they're witnessing this firsthand, David. I mean, we talk about PTSD. Soldiers, witnessing what happened. I mean, just in the area where the festival was taking place, you had 260 festival goers that were gunned down, and the manner in which that happened, it just as you talked about, women being raped and children being burned and heads decapitated and that. You can't unsee that, David. I mean, I think that, yes, you know, a lot of people are affected. You've got children who have survived. That this is going to take decades, don't you think, to, you know, by the grace of God, to, you know, help them get through this?
It's a sickness, and I'll tell you, I don't make Holocaust comparisons easily. Mm-hmm. No, it's basically taboo to compare anything to the Holocaust. Where 6 million Jews were killed because it was so horrific. But if you look at some of the pictures of, most of them aren't being put up online because they're just too horrifying to see. But but some of these pictures, and I've seen them, are comparable to the Holocaust. Any American soldier liberated Auschwitz or liberated any of the concentration camps can tell you that some of the things that they saw, just from seeing the photos, it took them decades to recover from the emotional trauma.
Right.
You know, and now we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing the same thing from these terror attacks by Hamas terrorists who have that Muslim Brotherhood sick radical ideology, and you know we regular people can only do what we can do. You know, the average a soldier who goes to the front lines, and you know, I have family members who are on the front lines right now, who are in the reserves, and they're out there fighting for the survival of Israel and really the survival of Western civilization, because it's all going to come home to America if we don't do something about it.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's the deal. I mean, you're the little Satan. America is the big Satan. And of course, that's all part of the doctrine of, of the Muslim Brotherhood and these radical Islamists. They want the total eradication of Israel and America, right?
They do. They do. And they've stated it very clearly.
Yeah, there's no debate whatsoever. And I think that, after all these years, America, Joe Biden right now, it's his turn. He's in the hot seat. And, I pray that he would maintain a nerve and a backbone here, because this is what's required for a time such as this. Key leadership. David Rubin is with us. He will continue on the other side. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with David Rubin, giving us the latest Israeli-Hamas news live from Israel. He's a native New Yorker, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and author of the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel Reports. And as he shared with us earlier, whatever you can do to help out with the children in Israel, the website to go to, israelchildren.org, to donate and support. And, of course, we need to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So israelchildren.org. In the midst of all this, as I was trying to connect with David last week, believe it or not, he was in the middle of a wedding. And mazel tov to the couple. And thank God the wedding was able to go. And everybody was blessed for it. Right, David?
Well, that's right. You said I was in the middle of the wedding. You didn't say what the wedding was, that it was my daughter's wedding. Yes, thank God.
Yeah, when you're the father of the bride, you are in the middle of the wedding. So, yes.
Oh, that's for sure. And in this case, we had to, at the last minute, you know, we were 3 days ahead of the wedding, and all of a sudden war breaks out. Mm. And most of the weddings were canceled. So we were determined that the best response to this horrible act of terrorism and this declaration of war from the Hamas terrorists is to go ahead with the wedding. Mm-hmm. And the bride and the groom were all in favor, and they said a special prayer for the soldiers of the State of Israel under the canopy, under the chuppah, as we call it in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. And everyone was in tears.
Yeah.
And it was just the most emotional wedding I've ever been to.
Wow.
And thank God the young couple's doing well. But my point is that everyone can do something. Everyone can help out in a situation like this. It's very frustrating to see such horrific terrorism from the Hamas-ISIS type of terrorists, but something could be done. And, you know, not everyone's a soldier, but, you know, in my little way, my wife and I, we were able to help the bride and groom have a wedding on time. And so that was one small thing we can do. And, of course, as you just noted, people out there, your listeners, who want to stand with Israel can just go to israelchildren.org, and that's where they can partner with us. Mm-hmm. And it's a tremendous blessing if they're able to.
Exactly. Yeah, you do some great work there and needed work, especially in the months and years ahead, these children who have been so traumatized by this horrific act that was thrust upon them. I mean, Hamas was the one that did this to Israel. Israel didn't do this to Hamas. You know, they were the ones that chose to, you know, come into Israel, kidnap people, kill people, rape people, abuse people, decapitate children's heads. You know, the thing is, David, is as you were saying, is that, you know, it's going to be tough. And it's going to be hard for people to see, just as it's hard, you know, for the IDF, young men and women who are in these areas. As one soldier had said, at night, even walking in some of these areas, they have to be careful because not all the bodies have been picked up. And they can trip over bodies in the dark because they can't see them as they, you know, traverse some of these areas. But is coming, and you can already see a part of it when you see what happened to the Gaza. You know, the before and after effects, even at this point, it's quite devastating to look at an area that has been reduced to rubble. But there's so much more work to be done, especially when you consider, 300 miles of tunnels. And this is where it gets real nasty, because it's close combat, it's hand-to-hand combat. You know, soldiers will tell you this is one of the worst, you know, forms of combat that you can enter into, because of the amount of danger that you're subjected to, because, you know, that those 300 miles, Hamas is very familiar with them. They know all the lefts and rights. You know, the IDF soldiers, even though they're very well trained and some of the best in the world, you know, they're going to traverse these tunnels where danger lurks at every turn, right?
That's absolutely right. And you have to remember that the Hamas terrorists are notorious for hiding behind children, hiding behind families.
Mm-hmm.
They have their missile launching pads in hospitals and in schools, and they have weapons factories in hospitals and in schools and under people's homes. This is intentionally done because they figure, well, that's the best way that they can avoid Israel's counterattacks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there comes a point where that has to end. You know, and Israel has made it clear that any civilians who remain on site, and mind you, those civilians are not friends of Israel. They're haters, and they support the terrorist attacks that have been committed. But even so, they are civilians. Israel has given them a warning of several days to get out before Israel attacks, and Israel is going to be attacking. And attacking in a big way, and anyone who is in the way, well, and doesn't flee, well, they're taking their lives into their own hands.
Yeah, they're going to be perceived as an enemy combatant. Israel, I understand, David, dropped over when he got 2.5 million people, roughly, round figures there in the Gaza, and they dropped something like 10 million leaflets into the area. So they've done everything they could. In fact, initially it was a several-hour window that was open for them to escape, you know, to the southern border. Unfortunately, Egypt's not cooperating, and I think that's a whole other issue that the Biden administration should be putting all kinds of pressure on Egypt. I mean, we give Egypt a lot of money, and, you know, for them not to participate and help the Palestinians and give them an out, and some sort of repose is just unconscionable. But, You know, as the people are moving down south, as you mentioned, Hamas uses civilians. They're doing everything they can to, not encourage and really compel civilians to stay around because they use them as human shields.
They do, and they do it. They do it as a strategy, mm-hmm. as a way of preventing Israel from counterattacking.
David, help us understand.
I'm hoping that this time that's going to come to an end. That Israel will just attack and do what it has to do, and attack all of the weapons factories and all of the tunnels. And as you mentioned, there are miles upon miles of tunnels underground that they have built over the years, and all of Israel is determined that this has to come to an end.
And what do you see for the Gaza going forward? Yeah, what do you see the Gaza? I mean, the Palestinians are out, Hamas is out, Israel reclaims the Gaza?
Well, I sure hope so, because that is the only way that we are going to stop the terrorism coming from Gaza in the long term. Mm-hmm. The only way.
Yes.
The only way. It has to be taken back and. You know, technically and historically, it's a part of Israel.
Right, exactly.
That's where, you know, anyone who knows his Bible a little bit knows that Samson lived in Gaza. You know, mm-hmm. That was his home base.
Right, so exactly.
We're talking a place that's rich in Jewish history and biblical history. And there's no reason why it should be controlled by an armed band of terrorists.
Yeah, armed band of terrorists that you've supported. I say you, Israel has supported, in hoping that they would do the right thing. America has supported them in hopes that they would do the right thing.
Well, clearly, I have to correct you a little bit. Israel did not support them, but what Israel did was. We withdrew from Gaza. We, mm-hmm. Back in 2005, we left Gaza. We had, there were 10,000 Israelis living there. We had wonderful communities with enterprising, agriculture, that the world speaks about,
yes.
People who know agriculture know that the greatest entrepreneurs in agriculture were in mm-hmm. in Gaza,
right.
In the Jewish communities in Gaza. And Israel withdrew from there in the year 2005, hoping that when we hand it over to the so-called Palestinians, that they're going to be peaceful. Because they always claim, well, Israel's occupying
right.
our land, even though it's not their land. So we made that mistake. But mistakes are made, and they're made to be corrected.
Yeah, my understanding was that there was some money that was being, given, to Gaza, to the government there.
Corrected. That was by Qatar, and Israel allowed it to be transferred. I agree with that, and it was a mistake. Anyhow, as far as money, we need all the support of all of our friends out there, IsraelChildren.org, and please stand with us.
Exactly, and I'll tell you, you want to have some insight on what America should be doing in confronting radicals, get your hands on David's book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. Boy, we ought to get that in the hands of every state official for the United States of America, David. Thank you so much for being with us. David Rubin.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.